Hello, everyone. I'm Laura Dierdo with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Dave Wessinger, president and co-founder of Point Click Care. Dave, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's just jump into the conversation. To begin, could you tell me about Point Click Care and the key problems you're solving today?
Thank you. Yeah, Point Click Care is a leading cloud-based healthcare software solution for the long-term post-acute care market. We were the first to really engage in software as a service for that market, and we support now a network of more than 22,000 skilled nursing facilities, senior living communities, and home health agencies. In fact, in the U.S., 97% of all hospitals discharge patients to skilled nursing facilities that use our technology. Basically, at the core of what we do is we empower care, we advance care, and we connect care. And that is for those providers that are serving the most fragile and vulnerable population there. We always focus on how can we deliver more value so they can improve outcomes, so they can care for those individuals as effectively as possible. And, you know, some of the problems that might your membership or your audience might think about is, you know, how do we help reduce readmission rates? How do we better connect them with their partners? How do we give them insight to care pathways, and are they managing through to the best outcome possible? And at the end of the day, we're here to improve the lives of our seniors. And we feel like the solutions we provide really help our customers elevate to that level and deliver on the things. I mean, they have razor thin margins. They are challenged. They didn't get meaningful use dollars. And I think our focus at Point Click Care is to make technology available, affordable, and have a meaningful impact on their business and those that they serve. And I think that's got a noble mission that we're on. I think what most will find surprising is that our end market in post-acute care is way more digital than I believe most in the acute care world think. In fact, we're probably ahead of them being cloud-based. And when we want to turn something on in capability, we turn it on for a whole market. So it's very easy for our end market to leverage that technology and for us to provide it in a very cost-effective way. So those are kind of some of the solutions we're focused on, and some of the key issues they're looking to solve is really, quite frankly, outside of running their business, which we help them with, is connecting with the broader healthcare ecosystem to minimize and improve the gaps in care.
Thank you, Dave. From your perspective, what is broken in the industry today, and how can we solve for the things that aren't working?
Well, I hope I have 4 hours to answer this question, because there's a lot that needs to be resolved. I think, as we all know, the healthcare ecosystem is really, you know, broken into silos. And I think, you know, really regulatory pressure kind of drove it that way. You're a SNF player, or you're a home health agency, or you're a hospital. And I think the drive towards value-based care is really has driven us to want to connect. And I think what we recognize is when you're in a setting, you tend to be able to provide care fairly well. But as you move through the continuum across settings, that's where generally bad things happen. And so we see that as gaps in care. And I look at that as a patient moves from one care to another, or one setting to another, they have to re-educate, they have to advocate, they have to communicate to get the best care possible. And oftentimes that's not possible for the vulnerable populations that we serve. And it creates issues that end up with negative patient outcomes. And so I would say what's broken today is we're just not communicating. And our platforms aren't designed to communicate that way. And there are a variety of platforms that need to do that. So we're establishing languages, a way to communicate information that each other can understand. And I think we start with very simple things and then we add to that. So I think what's really broken today is we're not collaborating on health. We're handing off healthcare, but we're not really collaborating to be supportive of one another. We may be monitoring for outcomes, but not intervening at the right time. We're reviewing charts, but we're not looking for insights that help us be preventative in care and get ahead of it. And so it's not so much collaboration as it is monitoring and oversight. And I think that's an area that we need to solve for. And I think, you know, part of that comes with the foundation that care quality is providing, and that it is that fabric that we can start to exchange meaningful information together. And then it's getting to more real time, so that, in fact, it's a seamless setting. And I've used this example before, but I'll use it again. I look at it as, think of your bank account as your health record. And as you move to different institutions and you use your debit card, you have access anywhere in the world, any place you need it to access funds. And I think there are a lot of things underneath there that make that happen. And so I think to solve for that, technology companies like ourselves take that step forward, start to connect that care. So those that are providing care aren't thinking about technology, but have the information that allows them to provide the best care possible and collaborate, whether they're within their care or under their care in a different setting, to get to the best outcome for the individual, which ultimately gets to, for the most part, better cost and achieves triple aim. So it's a great experience, the better the outcome is. So I think it's very fragmented. There are definitely ways for us to shift to addressing those gaps. And that actually was one of the reasons why we decided to acquire Collective Medical. It was a perfect alignment. And I say that because they have such a broad network connecting the EDs and hospitals and payers. And we have kind of what I would say is a data set that's not really well connected into the healthcare fabric. And that is the post-acute care data set. And so the ability for us to share information, come together and leverage that network to be able to kind of permeate that data, make it available to all of those that can affect the care. It's the beginning of, and I'll talk a little bit more what we're going to do, but it allows us to mitigate all the patients that are slipping through the cracks. So we could have sat there and watched things happen and unfold and have been partners, but we thought we could challenge the status quo. We could go faster if we came together. And ultimately, if we can lead by example and demonstrate how it is that patients should move through the ecosystem and demonstrate great outcomes, others would follow. And so we took that leap and we want to address that problem. We did that by bringing a network together with the broad data set that we have with millions of patients to really give access to care collaborators or those that are collaborating on care to deliver a better outcome.
That's great to hear. Now, what are you seeing today as best in class? What are some of the success stories?
Yeah, it's still early. I think, you know, there's a couple of things that I think are moving really well. And I think transparency is one that the industry as a whole had kind of, it didn't seem like everyone is accepting that as the right thing to do. And I think today everyone recognizes that transparency is where we need to be and that folks are prepared to share more information, generally scared to because they feel like they'd be measured by it. But in the end, it's a way to demonstrate and you have to be part of that and get focused on the information that will help advance it. And so when we think about kind of the fundamentals, you know, connecting with care quality, making information available across the nation. So that's one step. And we've seen, you know, a really good success there enabling our customers to connect to, embed in their workflow, medication reconciliations, and connecting with the hospital systems, so long as they're connected to care quality. So it's the one thing that we can do. It's very low cost to the providers and where we've seen tremendous success. And as I look in, you know, one specifically in Ohio, we happen to have about 90% of the skilled buildings in Ohio, and we enabled one of the hospitals called TriHealth, and they were doing discharges and largely disconnected in a lack of information. And we connected their ecosystem. And as of last summer in 2020, 100% of their patient transitions from hospital to skilled went as a connected transfer, meaning they got information, were able to do a med rec as the patient came in versus getting a paper chart on their chest or getting some data that they really couldn't embed into a workflow outside of how they operate. And so they saw a dramatic reduction in readmissions. They saw an improvement in the length of stays as a result of not having to deal with readmissions, and they saw a better outcome and better kind of in-network performance. And so all of kind of the key value deliverables we talked about in terms of how can we better enable care across the acute and post-acute space was we were able to deliver there. And it's been unbelievably successful. And we look to continue to drive that as the holy grail, if you will, of how we'd like health systems and acute care and payers to kind of support and or operate as we think about bringing those two worlds together.
That's a fantastic example of a great success story. What's next for Point Click Care?
So we have high aspirations in terms of where we think we can go. I think as we had talked about, the acquisition of Collective really put us in a situation where you can affect millions of lives with our solutions. And I think, you know, getting the fundamentals in place is critical in terms of connecting, but there's there's so much more we can do. And I think as I've talked about challenging the status quo, that's really, you know, leading in driving forward and in setting a path that others want to follow, demonstrating how it can be done and allowing the whole nation to embrace and move forward with us. And so I think that the key issues we think about solving going forward are not just connecting and sharing ADT data or a CCD, but truly leveraging that data to empower the folks to make really good decisions at the right time and the right place. And that, to me, a great example of that would be somebody on the care coordination team that has an ability to not just go through a chart and scan through and look for issues or potential problems, but to leverage machines the way they're designed to use, which is we know how to annotate charts and we know what they're looking for, and we can start to serve information up to them in the way they want to leverage it to affect and prevent negative outcomes to the individual. And so part of that is, and when you think about how they might connect with a skilled nursing, you know, a nurse on a unit and a floor that might be using a med that isn't appropriate or something's occurring, the ability for them to even have a secure conversation that connects that care team to whoever happens to be on the floor at the time versus calling in and trying to find them or driving. And with COVID, we know they can't really go from building to building. And so the ability to connect them virtually that way and connect on the care of that individual and intervene when it needs to happen. And we call that allowing all of them to not be administrators of data, but operating at the highest level of their license and reacting to actionable intelligence. So how do you intervene? How do you take action on this data versus just look at it? And I think we get so caught up in the data that's out there and the inability to truly leverage it for the patient care that we end up just monitoring and managing, not really leveraging for collaboration. And so we really believe that through our technology and getting deep, meaningful insights to the juggernaut that we have now with collective and point of care coming together to really create visibility to post-acute care, to really connect the healthcare ecosystem in a meaningful way to truly affect care and have the teams come together virtually, very efficiently and effectively. And remember, we really think about all of these solutions are to empower folks that are focused on the patient in the center, right? Let's not forget that we're doing all of this to advance the care for the individual, to maintain the health and independence of that person. And we think with the technology we have, we're in a great position to advance healthcare and challenge the way that we've been doing things historically.
Got it. Thank you so much for describing that to us. Now, what's the one tech device that you can't live without?
You know, the easy one is obviously phone, but I'll go with something else. I'm a real numbers guy, and I happen to be a cyclist, and I have a gauge on my bike that tells me how much power I'm putting out. And so while I'm riding, whether I'm into the wind or out of the wind, I like to look at how many watts I'm putting out on the bike. And for whatever reason, I don't really enjoy riding my bike unless I can see how much power I'm generating. Kind of a weird gadget, but really cool.
That sounds great. And I have one more question for you. What's the one read that you'd recommend for techies?
Well, given that I am one at heart, I did start there. And I think the one thing that techies are generally very good at tech. One thing that I think is really helpful and was helpful for me as we grew the business and drove the innovation we did to this space was Crossing the Chasm. And that's by Jeffrey Moore. He basically wrote the playbook for how we should create our business in the first place. And so it really gives you a sense of a connection with technology to the business. Because sometimes you can get lost in tech and you really have to understand how that lands and how that connects with strategy and how that ends up with driving a successful business. And I think it blends the two nicely. He's got a great following, and that book was largely our playbook as we look back on it for growing our business from two guys in a garage to the success story we are today. So I'd highly advocate for that.
Thank you, Dave, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Point Click Care. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.